Welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. Okay, this is season 2, episode 8. I am currently filming this at 12 a.m. And you want to know why? It's because life is crazy. And I forgot to film today. I kind of just relaxed today and did a few things that I needed to get done. But, you know, it's been tiring. I am burnt out. So, perfect episode. This is called God, I'm Tired. It's probably one of the most real ones I've done. But all mine are real, obviously. It's just for the ones who are tired, you know. Can I say that? Can I just say, I am tired. I am burnt out. Not physically, but, you know, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, the kind of tired that my sleep schedule is not gonna fix, which is kind of funny because I don't even have a sleep schedule, but maybe you've been feeling the same way. Like, maybe you've been showing up, doing all the right things, trying to keep your faith strong, but you just kind of feel worn out. And if that's you, I get it. I've been there. Honestly, I am exhausted. Okay. Lately, I have been moving through my days like I'm on autopilot. I am just tired from life, okay? From the constant pressure, from trying to keep up, from doing all the things and still feeling like it's not enough. I think a lot of us are there right now. I feel like it's just that season. Like, you know, the apathy is creeping in with winter. Like, waking up already exhausted, like, we're trying to check off the to-do list, but, like, we're pretending we're fine while everything around us is just very heavy, and just, the weight is just a lot, and sometimes we just want to say, like, God, I'm doing my best, but I'm running out of this strength that I'm supposed to have, you know? I don't think people talk enough about how draining it is just to exist in the world. I think there's always something to fix, like something to achieve or to post or to prove. Like, we live in a constant state of motion, but we rarely feel like we're moving forward or, you know, onward. And in that space, like, I'm saying, like, God, how do I keep up with everything? Like, how am I balancing my responsibilities and my relationships and my faith and my future when my life just feels too much and I just need an escape? The truth is, you know, we weren't built to carry everything, and yet the world tells us that if we're not hustling, we're falling behind. Now, what does Jesus say about this weight that we carry? He said something completely different. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Like, guys, he doesn't say try harder. He says come, because he knows that it's going to get heavy. You know, the expectations, the deadlines, the constant need to have it all figured out. And he never asks us to do it alone. Like, we're not supposed to carry this alone. But sometimes we feel that way. In work, in school, in life. Like, trust me, I understand in life. I understand in school. I mean, school, there have been so many deadlines. And sometimes it's hard to get there. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling behind. Sometimes I feel like I cannot get to those deadlines on time like everyone else can. And that recently happened with a paper that I was supposed to write, and I asked for help, and, you know, my professor couldn't help me in the way that I needed them to, and I kind of gave up. I kind of was like, you know what, this is just too much. This deadline, I don't even care. Because it gets to a point where it's like, this is just too heavy. Like I'm working on autopilot. And for some reason, during this time, this stress and this constant, like, battle trying to make it on time, trying to do these things on time, like, I kind of forget that God is with me, you know? And I kind of am like, you know, I'm just going to shut myself down. I'm just going to shut down. And I try to just pretend like I got nothing, you know, like, oh, I don't care. I'm, like, trying to be unbothered. I think the weight we feel isn't from God. Not even I think. I know that weight isn't from God. It's a pressure we put on ourselves, okay? Or that society gives us. And God is saying, you're tired because you're holding on to things I never told you to hold. And amen, God, because that isn't true. I feel like I've been stretched thin lately. Like, I'm trying to keep up with everything and still just be okay mentally. And there are days I just want to stop, like, and take a breather. And that is so normal because we're humans and being stretched thin is extremely hard. And we want to stop and take a breather. We deserve a breather. Like, you deserve a breather. I said this in the last episode, like, we deserve breaks. Take a deep breath right now, okay? You are doing so well. Just because it feels hard doesn't mean you're not doing well, okay? You're doing so well. You're trying your hardest. Please give yourself some credit. You know, I need to just stop for a second and breathe to not feel like I'm falling behind just because I'm slowed down, okay? And I've been realizing, like, God's not in a rush. Like, He's in the pause with us. He's in the small moments, you know, when we're putting our phone down and stepping away from the noise. Like, God, I can't do this all without you. I need you in this. Like, and He steps in it immediately. Just like I said last episode, like, you know, taking a break, taking a breather, pauses, you know, take some time to sit in things. But also, like, I said something about a vacation, and guess what? I booked it, and I'm going, and I need it. It's at the end of this week. I am ecstatic. I need it so bad, because I need a breather. I need to pause. That's why this episode is really important to me, and it's going to be a real episode. It's going to be raw, because it is 12:30 a.m. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Being still is hard, because we're used to just running, but our peace, like, it doesn't come from getting every single thing done, okay? It comes from remembering who's in control. Like, if you're listening and you feel like you're carrying too much, like, I see you. You're not lazy and you're not weak. You're just tired from carrying a load that was never meant to be carried alone, because you're pushing through and you're being awesome and you're doing all this, and you think that it's normal to just carry all this alone. But God isn't expecting that. Like, He's not expecting perfection. He's not waiting for you to finish every task before you come to Him. Like, He wants you right in the middle of the mess, exhausted, unsure, and honest. He wants you just like that. So open arms, open heart, let Him in that. Like, let Him step in that with you. Psalm 55:22, "Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you." That means you don't have to hold it together, okay? You just have to hand it over to Him. And the world tells us rest is something we have to earn, okay? We do all this stuff after all the work is done, after we've proven ourselves worthy, we can finally have rest. But God says rest is something we are given. Earning something and giving something is completely different, okay? He literally built rest into creation. Even He rested on the seventh day. So if the creator of the universe took time to stop, what makes us think that we can run endlessly without breaking? What makes you think that you can just keep going and going with all this stuff on your shoulders, and think that you're not going to break, okay? You don't have to do it all. You don't have to fix it all. Like, remember who's in control. Remember who's going to step in that with you. Okay, let's go back. Earning, okay? You're obtaining something. You're doing something for something else. Like, you're working for your money. You're earning that money, right? Right. Given, okay? It's you're getting a provide, like, you're providing or supplying, accommodate, okay? It's already given. It's already there. It's already, you know, in creation. Like, rest was built into creation. Rest isn't quitting, it's trusting, okay? And I know the world feels heavy, and I know your endless amount of chores and things in school or job things, life things, if you have kids, kid things, sibling things, parent things, between everything happening around us and everything expected of us, Maybe the point isn't to get stronger for the world, but maybe it is to get softer with God. So stop trying to carry the weight of everything, you know, every what if or not yet, just to be held for a moment. So right now, when you're sitting, you know, and when you're listening to this and your mind starts racing, just whisper to God, like, God, I'm tired. You know, you don't have to have an explanation for him because he already knows. He knows everything. And he'll meet you right there. He's going to step right in that with you. Tonight, when I go to bed and when I say my prayers, that is the first thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say, God, I am tired. Okay. He'll meet you right there, okay? Not with more to do, but with peace. That maybe doesn't make sense right now. But it will. And you deserve a breather. You deserve a break. Because things are heavy. The world is heavy. Life is heavy. And at the end of the day, we're just human, okay? So thank you for being here today. I hope this episode is a reminder that you don't have to keep carrying everything all by yourself. Like, you need to slow down, you need to breathe. Let God carry all the weight that's been weighing on you. Because the world may be heavy, but his hands are steady, guys. Just pray and say, God, I am tired. You don't have to have an explanation or a long plethora of words, because he knows. He knows you. So enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you next week.